This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Joint meeting of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur chief district officers decides to close all services except for highly essential ones for a week starting from Thursday. Nepal records more than 3,500 COVID-19 infection cases in last 24 hours. Health Ministry urges Industry Ministry to stop operation of industries that use oxygen. Trivian University postpones all pre-scheduled examinations from tomorrow. And Inwar reports more than 2,800 COVID-19 related deaths in last 24 hours. Now the news in detail. A joint meeting of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur district chief district officers held this evening has issued a prohibitory order to be imposed in the Kathmandu Valley from the 29th of April to 5th of May. Talking to Radio Nepal, chief district officer of Kathmandu, Kali Prasad Parajuli, informed that the meeting decided to close all the services in the valley except for highly essential ones. He added that prohibitory order would put ban on gatherings and close seminars, party halls, saloons and gyms, among others. CDO Parajuli further said both public and private vehicles would be prohibited from running in the valley for a week. However, as per his information, ambulance, five great horse vehicles related to press, diplomatic mission and vehicles carrying food, vegetables, medicines and other essential goods would be allowed to operate in the valley. Trivian University has postponed all the pre-scheduled examinations amid growing coronavirus cases across Nepal. Trivian University Examination Controller Pushpa Raj Joshi informed that a meeting of the University Examination Control Office held today decided to postpone the pre-scheduled examinations from tomorrow. He further said the university decided to postpone the examinations as lockdown and prohibitory orders had been issued in various parts of the country due to increasing COVID-19 cases. Controller Joshi also informed that the postponed examinations would resume once the situation got normal. A meeting of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center held yesterday had decided to postpone all the ongoing university-level examinations until further notice. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies to stop the operation of industries that use oxygen. The Health Ministry today wrote to the Industry Ministry urging it to stop the operation of such industries in a bid to cope with the possible crisis of oxygen supply for COVID-19 treatment. Health Minister's Senior Assistant Administrator Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari said the Industry Ministry has been urged to control the supply of oxygen and oxygen cylinders on a black market and its import to ensure its smooth supply in the domestic market. Meantime, the Health Ministry has reported 3,556 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 378 people recovered from the infection in the same period. As per the Ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases has now reached 22,400. The Ministry reported 12 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,176. Main opposition Nepali Congress has demanded the government adopt every possible measures to contain the coronavirus infection in Nepal. Issuing a press statement today, Nepal Congress President Sirwar Deva called on the government to make arrangement for the treatment of infected and management of medical equipment. He had suggested the government to keep the morale of the health workers high. Later, Deva also demanded the government bring anti-COVID-19 vaccines from neighboring countries and vaccinate the people. Likewise, CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has urged the government to make arrangement of medical equipment in all local bodies. Issuing a press statement today, Chair Prachanda appealed to the government and private sectors to ensure food and fundamental assistance to the daily wage workers. He also urged the three tiers of government and political leaders and cadres to help fight the battle against the COVID-19. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
क्यों भाई मेल आउँदैछ भनेको यतिका बेर भइसक्यो आधी घण्टा मात्र बाँकी छ प्रेजेन्टेसनलाई के तरिका हो यो
तर अपलोड भइ नै रहेछ 20 मिनेट हुन लाग्यो फाइल एटेच हुन लाग्यो 40% मात्र भएछ
यस्तो सुपर फास्ट जमानामा कछुवा तालले हुन्छ त भाई
ई आमा मामा मामा यति फास्ट कसरी
हेलो जी यो हो नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G
काम राम्रो गरेर मात्र हुँदैन गरेको कामलाई सही ठाउँमा र सही समयमा देखाउन सक्नु पर्छ केही भन्न खोजेको हो भाई
ए होइन थ्याङ्क यू सर 4G को लागि
थ्याङ्क्स मलाई होइन नेपाल टेलिकमलाई देऊ
हेलो जी यो हो नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back, Naimo News. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has closed its all services except for most essential ones amid increasing COVID-19 cases. The department has shut all services except for the provided from the Market Monitoring, Supplies and Consumer Protection section, Export Permission and Facilitation branch until the 2nd of May. Tribute has been paid to CPN-UML leader late Manmohan Adhikari today on the occasion of 22nd Memorial Day of the leader, also the founder of CPN-UML. Deputy Prime Minister and CPN-UML General Secretary Swar Pokhrel and other leaders reached Lalitpur-based Manmohan Memorial Foundation and extended tribute to the first elected Communist Prime Minister and the then chairperson of the party. Other programs to mark the 22nd Memorial Day of Lead Adhikari were not organized due to COVID-19 pandemic. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. India has set a new global record for a rise in daily coronavirus cases for a fifth straight day, while deaths from COVID-19 also jumped by an all-time high over the last 24 hours. The Indian Health Ministry has said the country recorded more than 352,000 COVID-19 infection cases and more than 2,800 corona-related deaths in the period. Several nations, including the United States, the United Kingdom, and Germany, have offered support as India is struggling to cope with the increasing demand for medical oxygen and hospital beds. Meantime, the southern Indian state of Karnataka, home to technology and outsourcing hub Bengaluru, will impose a lockdown for 14 days starting from April 27 evening. South Africa has announced it will resume its vaccination rollout with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine following a temporary suspension for a possible link between the jab and blood clots. The one-shot vaccine will be administered again starting from Wednesday. It had been put on hold after 6 people in the United States developed blood clots after inoculation, prompting the U.S. government to briefly suspend its use. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Province 1 and Province 2, along with hilly regions of the rest of the country. It will also be mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Joint meeting of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur chief district officers decides to close all services except for highly essential ones for a week starting from Thursday. Nepal records more than 3,500 COVID-19 infection cases in last 24 hours. Health Ministry urges Industry Ministry to stop operation of industries that use oxygen. Trivandrum University postpones all pre-scheduled examinations from tomorrow, and India reports more than 2,800 COVID-19 related deaths in last 24 hours. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.